case studies in eclectic astrology, planets in nakshatras for Shreya, Jupiter in Pushya, 5th house, Lord of 1st and 10th. Shreya's Jupiter in the 5th house in Pushya reveals a highly auspicious placement for emotional intelligence, spiritual wisdom, and leadership through nurturing. As the Lord of the 1st house, self, physical body, life direction, and the 10th house, career, reputation, karma, Jupiter becomes a key pillar in her chart, blessing her with natural dignity, presence, and the potential for impactful guidance in both personal and public life. Pushya, ruled by Brihaspati, Jupiter himself, magnifies this placement's spiritual and educative qualities. This nakshatra is the most nourishing of all, symbolized by the udder of a cow, and it embodies selfless service, nourishment, and protection. Shreya is likely someone whose very presence soothes others. She may be seen as a mentor or moral compass by her peers, even from a young age. Her intelligence is both intuitive and compassionate, and her success is likely to grow steadily with age. With First Lord Jupiter in the fifth, her identity is deeply shaped by creativity, education, and children, be they her own or those she teaches or guides. She may naturally gravitate toward mentorship roles, arts, or thought leadership. As 10th Lord, Jupiter here points to a public reputation built on integrity, generosity, and wise counsel. She may find herself called to leadership in education, counseling, or healing professions, especially those that involve children, spiritual learning, or creative intelligence. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra's insights, deep spiritual and moral intelligence, a natural mentor, nourishing presence that others turn to for guidance, career success through educational, spiritual, or nurturing roles, strong karmic role in guiding younger generations or creative groups, identity and public recognition grow through service and principled living. Jupiter in Pushya gives Shreya a rare spiritual grace, the kind of intelligence that not only shines in professional domains, but uplifts and nourishes others. Her dharma lies in embodying wisdom as service, using her innate insight and ethical grounding to light the way for others, especially through roles that combine leadership, nurturing, and teaching. Saturn in Purva Falguni, 6th house, Lord of 11th and 12th. Shreya's Saturn in the 6th house in Purva Falguni places her karmic focus on mastering discipline in daily work, navigating conflict with poise, and learning the art of service-based leadership. As the ruler of the 11th house, social networks, gains, aspirations, and 12th house, loss, liberation, subconscious, Saturn here takes on a weighty role, balancing the desire for social achievement with the call for spiritual and psychological surrender. Purva Falguni, ruled by Bhaga, deity of enjoyment and prosperity, is a nakshatra associated with beauty, rest, and relational pleasure. Saturn in this Venusian star brings a paradox. The planet of austerity must operate in a domain that yearns for indulgence. The result is a life lesson in delayed gratification. Shreya may face early resistance in achieving ease and comfort, especially in relationships or creative expression. Yet through diligent service, especially in health, justice, or routine work, she gains lasting fulfillment. With Saturn as the 11th and 12th Lord in the 6th, there's a karmic thread tying social responsibilities and spiritual debts to her daily grind. She may carry the weight of others' expectations or serve in communities that challenge her patience and empathy. Health or mental strain might emerge from overwork or emotional repression, calling her to ground herself in routine, structure, and energetic boundaries. Over time, she becomes a powerful advocate for justice, healing, or silent service, earning respect slowly but permanently. Drawing from the planets in nakshatra's insights, workaholic tendencies challenged by a desire for comfort and recognition, early career obstacles that yield to enduring mastery and respect, karmic patterns of serving friends, spiritual teachers, or group missions, profound lessons in balancing emotional softness with professional structure, deep healing available through self-discipline, artistic devotion, or service to others. Saturn in Purva Falguni grants Shreya the quiet strength of a sacred servant, called not to quick success, but to resilient leadership rooted in devotion and endurance. Her growth lies in turning duty into beauty, work into worship, and sacrifice into a path of steady illumination. Rahu in Purva Falguni, 6th house, co-lord of 12th. Shreya's Rahu in the sixth house in Purva Falguni infuses her life path with intense karmic urgency around themes of service, conflict resolution, and personal mastery over indulgence. As co-lord of the 12th house, loss, isolation, spiritual liberation, Rahu in this house places her at the intersection of material entanglements and the soul's yearning for transcendence, an ongoing test of how she handles desire, responsibility, and sacrifice. Purva Falguni, governed by Bhaga, god of enjoyment, normally leans toward comfort, sensuality, and artistic pleasure. But with Rahu, a planet of obsession, illusion, and acceleration, placed here, these qualities are amplified in service environments, work relationships, or conflicts. Shreya may initially be drawn toward glamour, status, or perfectionism in her work, only to encounter stress, health issues, or burnout as karmic corrections. In the sixth house, Rahu brings a fearless ability to face adversity, though it may begin with chaos. She might take on confrontational or socially challenging roles, drawn to unconventional healing paths, competitive environments, or justice-related causes. With its link to the 12th, Rahu also complicates themes of rest, retreat, and inner peace. She might feel chronically on, struggling to unwind or escape the cycles of overwork and emotional entanglement. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, karmic pull toward mastering service without losing self in indulgence or people-pleasing, challenges with authority, co-workers, or toxic work dynamics leading to spiritual growth, strong potential in law, healing, activism, or artistic professions involving public service, repetitive lessons involving the balance of personal pleasure and collective duty. Healing comes through transforming glamorized struggle into sacred responsibility. Rahu in Purva Falguni gives Shreya the charisma and ambition to serve boldly, but it also demands inner clarity and detachment. Her greatest victories come not from chasing admiration, but from gracefully navigating conflict with heart, integrity, and soul-aligned purpose. Mercury in Jyeshta, ninth house, lord of fourth and seventh. Shreya's Mercury in the ninth house in Jyeshta reveals a brilliant, investigative mind shaped by deep karmic links to spiritual knowledge, ancestral wisdom, and transformative communication. As the lord of both the fourth house, emotional home, mother, and the seventh house, partnerships, public presence, this Mercury is key to how she bridges intellect and intuition, inner stability, and outer collaboration. Jyeshta, ruled by Indra, the king of gods, embodies seniority, secrecy, and strategic power. Mercury here becomes sharply perceptive, articulate, and at times intensely private. Shreya's speech may carry depth and authority. She has the capacity to express herself in ways that reveal emotional truths, heal relationships, or inspire loyalty. Though she may also be cautious or guarded in communication, especially in public roles or close partnerships. With Fourth Lord Mercury in the ninth, her emotional foundations are built through learning, spiritual study, and long journeys, both literal and philosophical. She may find peace in ancient scriptures, psychological research, or exploring the intersections of culture, mysticism, and education. As Seventh Lord, Mercury brings karmic refinement to partnerships. She seeks companions who challenge her mind and deepen her beliefs, but must learn to balance logic with emotional receptivity. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, intellect sharpened through solitary learning, mystical exploration, and ethical dilemmas, magnetic public voice or writing style, especially in philosophy, law, or spiritual teachings, partnerships shaped by deep psychological insight or mentorship dynamics, emotional healing through sacred texts, ancestral traditions, or travel-based learning, karmic lessons around being heard versus staying silent, learning when to speak and when not to. Mercury in Jyeshta blesses Shreya with a mature, emotionally intelligent intellect, one that learns to wield words as tools of healing and power. When aligned with purpose, she becomes a guide who communicates sacred truths and builds partnerships rooted in wisdom, depth, and clarity. Venus in Vishakha, ninth house, lord of third and eighth. Shreya's Venus in the ninth house in Vishakha reveals a karmic path of harmonizing love, creativity, and deep transformation through spiritual or intellectual exploration. As the ruler of the third house, communication, courage, siblings, and the eighth house, occult, shared resources, emotional intensity, Venus here blends sensual refinement with fearless emotional depth, making her journey one of learning how to love, relate and express beauty through truth and inner alchemy. Vishakha, ruled by Indra and Agni, is a nakshatra of focused desire and ambitious devotion. It signifies a forked path, a life of choices between comfort and evolution, between surface-level harmony and soul-level intimacy. With Venus here, Shreya is blessed with artistic and relational magnetism that matures through trials involving loyalty, emotional exposure, or intellectual expansion. She is drawn to beauty that carries meaning, be it in spiritual philosophy, design, music, or deep emotional storytelling. With Third Lord Venus in the ninth, Shreya's voice holds the potential to teach, inspire, and mediate. She may find creative flow in writing, speaking, or artistic education, especially in spiritual or cross-cultural contexts. As Eighth Lord, this Venus brings karmic ties to transformative love, possibly fated romantic entanglements or collaborations that push her into inner growth and emotional power. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, natural talent in arts, communication, and spiritual storytelling, karmic lessons in relationships that demand emotional and ethical clarity, deep aesthetic appreciation for spiritual or philosophical traditions, creative success likely in law, media, healing, or cross-cultural artistic fields, transformative power in voice, writing, or partnerships that reveal hidden truths. Venus in Vishakha grants Shreya the grace to embody both elegance and depth, to teach through beauty, to heal through intimacy, and to serve through devotion. Her creative and relational journey is one of merging love with purpose and desire with dharma. Sun in Purva Ashada, 10th house, Lord of 6th. Shreya's sun in the 10th house in Purva Ashada marks her as a natural leader, driven to shine in public life through service, justice, and purposeful ambition. As the Lord of the 6th house, conflict, health, service, daily work, the sun here turns her professional path into a dharmic battleground where her light emerges through persistence, advocacy, and dedication to higher ideals. Purva Ashada, ruled by Apas, the water goddess, is a nakshatra of invincibility, purification, and relentless aspiration. It brings the fire of truth-seeking with the cleansing force of emotional and ethical clarity. The sun in this asterism gives Shreya an inner fire to lead, inspire, and educate, especially in fields where knowledge must be wielded with integrity. Her charisma in the public eye comes from a moral backbone and the ability to influence collective movements or reforms. As sixth lord in the 10th, this sun is a karmic emblem of responsibility. Her service to others becomes her source of honor and recognition. She is likely to face conflicts or opposition in her career, especially from authority figures or rigid systems, but she is built to rise above them with principled action and consistent effort. Her success comes through staying committed to meaningful work, even when unrecognized at first. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, born to lead through service, particularly in law, education, healing, or activism, public recognition earned through discipline, moral clarity, and inner strength. Career breakthroughs often follow emotional purification or justice-based standpoints. Karmic lessons in navigating competition, hierarchy, or service-related exhaustion. Voice for those who cannot speak. Protector of ethical values in institutional settings. The sun in Purva Ashada empowers Shreya to embody a radiant form of responsibility, one that turns daily work into legacy and personal challenges into paths of victory. Her light shines brightest when she serves with purpose, defends truth, and uplifts through courageous example. Mars in Purva Ashada, 10th house, Lord of 2nd and 9th. Shreya's Mars in the 10th house in Purva Ashada signals a fiercely determined career path driven by philosophical conviction, value-based action, and a hunger for public influence. As the ruler of the 2nd house, speech, wealth, family values, and 9th house, higher knowledge, dharma, long journeys, Mars integrates personal principles with professional ambition, pushing her to fight for truth, justice, and spiritual ideals in the public domain. Purva Ashada, governed by Apas, the deity of flowing purification, brings fierce inner determination, moral defense, and a battle-ready approach to higher causes. Mars here makes Shreya a fearless leader, willing to initiate, defend, and rebuild systems through bold action. There is a karmic link to past life warriors, philosophers, or reformers who used action and truth to uplift others. With Second Lord Mars in the 10th, her speech carries weight and conviction. She may be known for her directness, persuasive authority, or powerful rhetoric. As Ninth Lord, Mars here is dharmic. It fuels her with purpose and the will to transform ethical or spiritual ideas into real-world impact. This could manifest in roles involving activism, law, teaching, government, or leadership in visionary organizations. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, dynamic public persona grounded in values and fearless expression, voice of truth, compelling, unapologetic, often influential in public spaces, karmic role as protector of dharma, education, or sacred knowledge systems, possible conflicts with authority, but always a fighter for higher principles, career tied to action-based leadership in teaching, politics, law, or justice-driven causes. Mars in Purva Ashada endows Shreya with fiery conviction and warrior-like focus. She's not here to play small. Her strength lies in courageously asserting her truth, protecting her values, and building a professional legacy rooted in passion, purpose, and philosophical fire. Moon in Shravana, 11th house, Lord of 5th. Shreya's moon in the 11th house in Shravana signifies a deeply attuned emotional connection to community, learning, and collective upliftment. As the Lord of the 5th house, creativity, children, intelligence, and past life merit, the moon here acts as a channel through which her emotional intelligence, artistic talents, and karmic blessings radiate into the wider world, especially through group service, teaching, or emotionally resonant leadership. Shravana, ruled by Vishnu and symbolized by the ear, is a nakshatra of deep listening, spiritual knowledge, and structured devotion. The moon here blesses Shreya with a nurturing emotional presence in social or educational settings. People may feel heard, supported, and uplifted around her. Her intuition is strong, especially when tuned into collective needs, storytelling, or sacred learning traditions. As fifth lord in the 11th, this placement highlights a karmic mission to share her gifts with larger audiences, be it through mentorship, artistic expression, or guiding youth. She may find emotional fulfillment in group causes, teaching children, or organizing creative communities. Her dreams are expansive and heart-led, and she may carry a gentle ambition to influence the world with wisdom, empathy, and vision. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, emotional intelligence used for mentoring, counseling, or teaching in group settings, intuitive understanding of social rhythm, timing, and collective emotional currents, creative or artistic talents gain recognition through community involvement, karmic blessings through spiritual learning, storytelling, or nurturing the young, emotional healing and strength come from structured devotion or sacred routines. Moon in Shravana empowers Shreya to be a vessel of emotional and creative wisdom in the collective field. Whether through education, art, or group service, she's meant to listen, lead, and inspire, offering nurturing guidance that echoes across generations and communities. Ketu in Purva Bhadrapada, 12th house, Lord of 9th. Shreya's Ketu in the 12th house in Purva Bhadrapada points to a soul steeped in spiritual detachment, mystical insight, and a quiet withdrawal from worldly ambition. As the dispositor of the 9th house, Dharma, philosophy, spiritual teachers, Ketu here indicates a past life mastery of religious or philosophical systems and a present life disinterest in external doctrines, instead gravitating toward inner truth and silent devotion. Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Aja Ekapada, holds a mysterious, intense, and philosophical energy, bridging the material and spiritual worlds. Ketu in this nakshatra bestows Shreya with intuitive access to esoteric knowledge, hidden traditions, or past life memory. There may be a strong pull towards seclusion, dream work, or service within ashrams, hospitals, or distant lands. She may appear calm on the outside, but carries deep spiritual fire within. With the 9th lord placed in the 12th, her spiritual path is inward, meditative, and renunciate in nature. Teachers may come in symbolic or dream forms, and formal religion may feel limiting. She may have little need to prove her beliefs, preferring instead the mystical silence of solitude, subtle rituals, or guiding others quietly from behind the veil. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra's insights, natural detachment from dogma seeks truth through silence and inner experience. Past life connection to mystical orders, hidden wisdom, or spiritual isolation. Deep intuitive gifts, dreams, visions, psychic knowing, often tied to service work. Hidden mastery in metaphysics, mantra, sacred geometry, or karmic healing. healing karma through release, self-sacrifice, or silent spiritual contribution. Ketu in Purva Bhadrapada grants Shreya a profound capacity to serve as a silent mystic, a guardian of sacred knowledge and a vessel of deep cosmic awareness. Her destiny unfolds not through outer validation, but through stillness, sacred service, and the quiet, radiant power of spiritual surrender.